Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. You're hearing his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here for the rest of the show today, in the next couple hours. I'll be back next week to help you out as well. My father, Paul, is in Alaska on a cruise for 7 days. Then they're going inside and seeing a few things in there. So I think at this hour, he should be sleeping, hopefully, unless he's found his youth again. And he's up all night, because I think it's about 2 o'clock in the morning out there, a six-hour difference, so I'm hoping he's sleeping. But I know they're having a good time, enjoying themselves, and you know, we all wish we were up there. It's a nice little vacation, I've heard. It's something you got to do. It's like, it's one of those bucket list things. You got to go up there and just see how it is up there. So he's definitely having a good time up there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Roy from Mass with a question about zucchini.
Roy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a question on my cucumbers and zucchini, actually. My zucchini plant, at the root, it's all starting to rot. There's a big hole in them. They get rotten, and some of the leaves that come out of them are full of water.
Okay, and
what's eating the root? I mean,
that's on the zucchini plant there.
Yeah.
There is a stem type borer that can affect a zucchini like that. Easiest way to actually get rid of it, there is a product by Bonide. It's called 8. You want to actually use the 8 granules. You can use the granules or you can use the spray on there. If the water is getting into it, it is kind of hard to actually get rid of them, the water itself, especially with the rain we just had. It actually should be all right the rest of this week, because it is going to be in the 70s and 80s, maybe one day of rain next week. But with the weathermen, you never know what we could have sun all week.
Right.
So you should be all right there. Go ahead.
And a lot of the a few of the vegetables, not a lot of them. There's a few of them, like the zucchini and the squash. They're starting to rot. Like they're rotting before they're done growing.
Okay, that has a lot to do with the weather itself.
Okay.
You know, with the humidity and the rain that we've been having. It's been off and on, the rain. Friday, we actually had some heavy-duty rain that came through the area. But prior to that, it was every couple days. So we were getting a decent amount of rain. That does have an effect on rotting the plants out before they get to, you know, the time that they're ready to produce. So, you know, it is kind of hard to deal with Mother Nature on that type.
Right.
But what you can do for future is in those areas, you know, try to, when you see some of the leaves in there that are just, you know, they're not productive, they're not leaves that are for any reason, you know, try to thin the plant out just a little bit, get rid of a few of them so that the rain isn't going to, one, cause a disease by sitting on the leaves and that, or bouncing back up off the ground and on top of the leaves, on top of the fruit itself. so you can get rid of some of them. You want to keep a cover over the plant, so you don't want to take away, like, you know, half or you know, even a third. You just take a few out there to let the air flow through them to allow the plant to actually breathe a little bit more. You know, if there's weeds growing through them, that will help, will actually stop the air going through them and can actually help cause fungus to stay on the plants themselves, and creating rotting on the fruit, that type of thing. So for that part, you know, it's a simple just aerating the area, if you will, by just getting rid of a few of the stalks and by making sure there's no weeds coming through underneath it. What you're doing is just allowing it to breathe and get more air to the plant itself and not keeping the water in. So when the sun comes through, it can actually go through the plant, dry out around it, instead of just letting the water sit there. But if you're having the holes in the leaves, the holes in the stems, you have some sort of borer. It could be a zucchini borer or that type of borer. You want to use 8 from Bonide. You want to spray that on the plant. It'll actually tell you the granular form you can put on there and the liquid. It'll actually tell you how many days prior to harvest you can put this on the plant. A lot of times it'll say, like, I think it's like 7 days for like an eggplant, cucumber, that type of thing. But it's always on the back of the bottle, on the back of the jug, that type of thing. But you want to make sure you read that, because it is a chemical that you're putting on it, but you can still use it on the fruit.
Okay. Now, what's it called? Borer?
It's a borer. It's like a zucchini borer, B-O-R-E-R. And that will bore into the plant itself, and it'll actually open up like little holes. It almost looks like a little worm, that type of thing that might be in there. And that's what is going in there and causing some of the holes. It also could be a little bit of rot from the rain. That, you know, that is something that could happen as well.
Now, rot from the rain, that would make the root, because it's like the root is all rotted. Would it be smart to throw dirt over it? I've done that already.
I wouldn't throw dirt over the root like that for it to be rotting. You actually could suffocate the plant itself by doing that. You know, you don't want to cover it up. It's kind of hard. You want it to be covered up so the rain isn't going in there and sitting in there. But at the same time, if you cover it up with dirt, you actually could be suffocating the plant by doing that. So you just want to keep an eye on it. This is the next few days of being nice and in the 80s. What it'll actually do is it'll help dry the plant out. So don't water it as much for the next few days. It'll help dry it out, and it'll start to form a callus over that area slowly. So you can definitely do something, you know, just by... You can actually do something by not doing something, if you will, not watering it and, you know, not letting it just sit there. So you could actually, if you were really concerned, there is like a wound dressing by Tree Coat out there. I don't know if that's the best stuff that you would want to use on a zucchini, or you could use like grafting wax to put over it. You could take the grafting wax and just cover the hole. That way, if you're concerned that the water is going to be getting in there too much, this can help protect it as well.
Yeah. Now, some of them, I mean, there's big holes in them. I mean, it's a big, like, you know, the root is gone, like the top of the root, like about a 2-inch space is gone on it.
Okay. I mean, it's, you definitely got to get something in there, and this Bonide 8 is going to be something that's really going to help you. You really need to get something in there to help, to get rid of the borer that's in there. It's just going to continue to go if it just goes untreated.
Okay.
It's just going to keep going, and it's going to move to all your other plants around it. So you definitely want to work on it. Get something out there as soon as possible. Today would be a great day to be doing that.
Okay, and the question about the cucumbers. You know, I noticed all my leaves been turning, like, getting a yellowish color. They're a light color. They're not as dark as they were when they first started. I'm getting plenty of cucumbers, but it looks like the plants are starting to die. Would that be from the water also?
Yeah, it does have a lot to do with it. You're going to see. It's interesting. I've said it a couple times. Is when you look at a plant and you see a yellow leaf like that, sometimes it either means it's underwatered or overwatered. In this case, it's probably overwatered because that's what's been going on this time of year with a lot of rain and then humidity. It opens up the possibility of fungus, that type of thing. But the yellow leaves, they're dying back on it. What you want to do is, like I said with the zucchini, make sure some of the airflow is allowed to go through it. Make sure there's no weeds around it or underneath it. And just make sure, like, the wind can go through and actually help dry it out a little bit. Take a look at the stems themselves of the plant, where the leaves are coming off of. If those are strong, you have a good, you should be good. What you can do, just to give it a little bit more, is give it something with a heavy second number in the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. So when you look at it, you know, you can go something with, like, a bloom booster. Miracle-Gro has like a bloom booster that's, I want to say it's like 10-52-10. What that does is it's not just a bloom booster, it actually helps with the root system and creates a stronger plant. So you could actually use that to create it and make it stronger. Use that now, and then in 2 weeks maybe just give it a an all-purpose or the bloom booster again. You're getting plenty of cucumbers. You're not worried about the blooms. You're more worried about the roots. The more you take care of the roots, the better the shoots are going to be. So we thank you for the phone call, Roy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rose and Flower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be a great time to get out there in the garden, get a few weeds pulled, clean up a little bit. You might want to put long pants on out there. I know it's like 60-something degrees right now, but I got a blanket on. It's a little chilly in the house. I came up to my parents' house to do the radio show so I could feel how my father does it. He gets to look out the window and see the backyard, the beautiful flowers. Like I said, I'm looking at a beautiful PG hydrangea tree in the distance right now, and you can hear the birds out there singing. It's a nice little way to start your Sunday. So get on out there, get a little bit of work done before the day really gets going. It's going to be a nice 80-degree day, so get on out there and get a little bit of work done. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Fred from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Just a quick one for you. On my tomato plants, this didn't happen more than 1 year now. Whether I plant them in earth boxes or in the ground, why are the lower branches growing downward and they eventually turn yellow and then drop off? I hope that's not blight. I've been spraying for blight.
Now, the lower branches just go straight down, you're saying?
Yeah, they'll grow downward, like on a 45-degree angle.
Okay. And they'll turn yellow and fall off. Does it start moving up the top of the up towards the top of the plant? Is that what happens?
Not that far. The ones that grow downward and eventually turn yellow, it's probably say the first 8 inches of the plant from the soil up.
Okay. Well, that that doesn't sound like the blight, because the blight will actually start from the bottom and then just kill its way towards the top, and
right.
It'll actually happen overnight or in the next, in a couple days. What could be happening is those lower branches aren't getting enough sun, they're not getting enough air movement through them, And that could be what's happening. They're growing at that 45-degree angle to try to get towards the air a little bit, get towards the sun. So that's why you're seeing it like that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
That could be the case. You know why? Because the ones that are the worst are the ones that are in the Earth box.
Okay, it's not actually a bad thing for you to have these happen at the lower parts and not go through the plant. You can actually, a lot of people, when they get into a tomato plant or any plant that has a lot of green in it, but they know they need to thin it out a little bit, kind of get a little nervous of what they're going to pull off of it, you know, because they, you know, anything could give you a little bit more growth, could give you some more tomatoes or whatnot. So you're kind of sitting there and you're like, do I take this piece? Do I take this piece? Well, having the lower branches like that, having them grow at that 45-degree angle, turn a little bit of yellow and fall off, that helps actually allow the air to move through. A lot of people will actually go through the tomatoes and pinch in the insides a little bit so that the moisture doesn't stay in there, doesn't cause funguses and things like that. Just make sure when they fall off, you just pull them off of the soil, you get rid of them. For them to sit there, once they turn yellow, if they sit in the soil and they get wet and soaked like that, sometimes they can cause a fungus, can cause diseases, that type of thing. But, just get rid of them. But it's really actually something that is not a bad thing for you. You're going to allow to aerate it a little bit. And like I said, I think it's just the plant looking for a little bit more air, looking for the sun, and that's why they're growing at that angle, because if they were to grow straight out, they were going to go into other branching. So I think you're going to be all right there. Just continue to do what you're doing. If you're getting the fruit out of the plant, you know, don't worry about it. Continue with some of the fertilizers. I know there's a tomato tone out there. There's a tomato Miracle-Gro for the wettable powder, the liquid form. So you can be doing both of those on your plants to keep that going and just give it a little bit something back.
Okay. The other fellow mentioned something about his squash. We had a whole bunch of blossoms, but very few squash. And I had the same problem with my pumpkins. I probably got 40 blossoms, but I got one pumpkin. That's probably the pollination problem, I imagine.
It definitely is. We're headed to a break, so I will give you a little bit more information what you can do with that after the break. But I've noticed it myself with a lot of my zucchinis, etc. I haven't even had one yet. There's summer squash and zucchini, nothing. They've been in there since May. So we'll talk about it a little bit.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Fred about his tomatoes, and he was saying the same thing about his zucchinis and cucumbers, not having a lot of fruit. As somebody in the last hour, Diane had said her cucumbers were the same thing. I'm having the same issue myself. My zucchini and summer squash have been in there since middle of May, I would say, and I've been having issues getting a lot of fruit from the plant. It's something I haven't really had to deal with. I've had some customers come in and say the same thing. And I talk with my father about zucchini and saying, hey, you know, what can I do here? And, you know, it's one of those things where you're going to have to self-pollinate. You're actually going to have to pollinate. I know Fred was also talking about his pumpkins. You're going to have to help pollinate these flowers. When the flowers come out, you're going to have to be able to take a look at it and see if there's something behind it. If there's a little bit of a fruit or something behind it, you're going to find out that's the female. Now, if there's nothing behind it, that's the male. You're going to take the flower from the male, and you're actually going to place it inside of the flower from the female. And you're going to rub it in there, and you're actually going to pollinate the plant. Some people will actually take like a Q-tip
they'll go into the center of the male flower, and they'll take the pollen from in there, and then they'll go into the center of the female flower, and they'll actually do it like that. So you can self-pollinate some of these. I think it has a little bit to do with the weather. The weather has been affecting a lot of different things here. I was in the garden yesterday, and my father's squashes and everything, I mean, I don't know what he does to the soil up here. It must be some of the products that he uses, but I saw some of these squash, you know, huge. A lot of sun out there, a lot of different things, but, you know, he's a gardener. He takes care of his garden, that type of thing. Not saying that nobody else out there does, but I mean, he loves going out there, getting his hands dirty, that type of thing. So, you know, that is something for there. But it is hard. It you know, the weather does have a little bit to do with it, but you might have to self-pollinate on some of these. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from New Hampshire with a question about pesticides.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Bill, you there? All right, Bill, well, give us a call back at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Love to hear what your questions are so we can try to help you out a little bit. So, Tom, do we have anybody up next? All right, it looks like Tom's on the phone trying to get somebody out there for us. And I've been talking a little bit with...
We've got Joe from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
All right, Joe from Cape Cod. How can we help you on the Paul Parent Garden Club today?
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Joe.
Patrick, I've got three lace cap hydrangeas in a recessed area around my deck. And they're just, they've been in about 10 or 12 years. And they've gotten to a point where they've grown up over the railing and they're getting too tall. I have heard that when you start pruning back on hydrangeas, they just grow more. What do you suggest to reduce the size? Might I have to pull one of those plants out of there to reduce the size?
Not necessarily, Joe. With the lace cap hydrangeas, you know, you can use those. One of the great things about those is you can use those as like a cut flower at this time of year. So you can cut some of those back and maybe cut it back a little bit longer for the normal, so you can have it. So you're actually pruning the hydrangea at the same time. What happens with any plant when you cut them back? The hormone in the plant actually, you've cut off the top hormone. Now you have the hormones that are behind it. They're all trying to become the next leader. So what happens is you get two shoots. So two shoots now join from where that one was and to try to get bigger and create a new leader. So you have two. Now when you cut those back, those each get two more, usually. Two, sometimes three. So that's how it gets bigger. Well, one of the things, too, with an hydrangea is if you cut certain hydrangeas at this time of year, after they're flowering or when they're flowering, you're cutting some of the wood for next year's flowering. So you don't want to, you know, everybody's nervous about those things. You get a little nervous that you're, when you cut them back, that it's not actually going to flower for you next year. Well, that might be the case in some things. But it seems like, Joe, that, you know, it's gotten way too big for you. You know, it might be beautiful, but it's just overtaking everything. So I would definitely try to cut these back. You know, wait till after they flower and cut it back by at least a third. You could actually go almost all the way to half. I would say a third is going to be the way I would say for you. You want to take a look and see how far the leaves go down and where the actual woody structure is on the inside of the plant. If it's all the way down on the ground where the woody structure is, you could definitely probably get it for cut half of it. But if you're noticing that the woody structure is towards the middle and that's where the flowers are growing, you know, you might not want to cut it as much because the plant is growing around it instead of above it. So take a look at it. It's most likely above it. A lot of these, if they're bush forms, that's how they are. It's the main trunk and everything along those lines is down below it. But you want to just see that when you cut it, you're going to be leaving some leaves for it. And realize that next year you might not get blossoms, or you might not get as many blossoms as you would in a normal year, especially like this year. In my father's front yard here, he's got a Pinky Winky variety. He also has it's like a limelight hydrangea, and it's gotten huge. It's starting to overpower some of the perennials in the area. And it's one of those things where we got to make a decision. Do we want the hydrangeas to take over, or do you want to have the perennials and the hydrangeas there? So if it's something where you want to have the perennials and hydrangeas, you're going to have to cut it back, but you're going to have to realize you might not get as many flowers as you would next year as you normally would. Because I'm looking at these right now, and I can't even count how many blossoms are on there. There's probably upwards of 75, 80 blossoms per plant. I mean, they're just 4 feet wide and about 3 feet tall right now. Gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous. As I pulled up in here and I saw them, they're just absolutely gorgeous. So it's something that you just have to make the decision. Are you okay with not having as many flowers next year? If you are, then just, you know, cut it back.
If that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. I understand what you're saying. I had to trim my peach tree because I couldn't reach the top, and the critters were getting all my peaches. So I had to cut it back, and I cut it pretty thickly, and I didn't get one blossom this year. And I understand that, but it's something I had to do. So I'll do that. I'll cut back on this hydrangea, and we'll have to live with fewer flowers, I guess.
Yeah, it's a hard decision to make because the plant looks so gorgeous when it's in flower. You just sit there and you're like, it's overpowering, but you know what? It's beautiful. I mean, why would I want to cut this? You kind of have that little fight with yourself, and you're like, do I do it now? Do I wait? You know, but it's in your best interest. If it's gotten too big for you, you just have to realize it might not have many blossoms next year. You want to still do the same things you would normally. You know, feed it with like a 10-10-10 fertilizer in the spring, and then 6 weeks later, and then do it again in the fall. To give it a little bit of something, saying that you know, hey, still care that you're here. I still like you.
I've been doing holly tone, Patrick.
You could use the holly tone. I've had actually a bunch of my customers use a 10-10-10. Give it a little bit more. Holly tone is like a 3-4-3 or a 4-3-3. I can't remember the exact numbers on it right this time. But a 10-10-10 is a great all-purpose fertilizer just to give it a little bit of more, especially after cutting it back like you're going to be doing. When you cut this back this year, I want you to give it a little bit of 10-10-10 this fall. Just to give it a little something, you know, you're cutting it back. You're cutting the plant in half or by a third, you know, so you're almost wounding the plant. You want to give it something back. Say, hey, you know, you're getting too big for me. I'm going to give you a little bit of food here. Now, start working with me here. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, kind of treat it like it's, you know, something out there that you want to control a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
We thank you for the phone call, Joe. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until about 10 o'clock Eastern time today. Be answering all your gardening questions. I'll be here next week as well. My father's off enjoying Alaska. It's something I've always wanted to do. They've got to do a couple times. And from everything I hear, it's one of those, you know, it's a bucket list type thing to get out there and see everything. I'm sure they're going to be offering a trip again to Alaska in the next couple years. And when they do, I'm really hoping to be on there because it's something that is just gorgeous. When they get home with pictures, all I want to see is just the pictures. I want to hang out with my parents. I've missed them that they've been gone a couple weeks, but I want to see the pictures because I'm so jealous that they got to go there. And the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you wanted to, you can head over to the website, take a look at paulparent.com, take a look at some of his sponsors, a couple of the products that we've been talking about. There's a list for all of the sponsors, so you can take a look. If you miss something, you'll be able to go to their website, find their products. I know a lot of questions we've had in the past, and I get actually at my nursery is, your father was talking about a different product. What's the name of it? Well, you know, this would be one of the ways to get it. Go onto his website and take a look at his sponsors. While you're there, join his newsletter. It goes out there to a lot of people out there. And it's one of the things that I actually read every time I get it. It's something that I like to just get a little bit of information in there. And just, you know, it does help. It's very helpful for that time of year. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eddie from Cape Cod with a question about tomatoes.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello?
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Something is eating my tomatoes. I don't know what it is, whether it's a raccoon or a skunk or something. But every time I get a fruit on my tomato plants, I come back the next day and it's gone.
So the fruit is actually gone? There's not like bite marks or anything in a tomato or anything along those lines?
No. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, because usually like the squirrel will come in and it'll take a couple of bites. No, the whole fruit is gone. Yeah.
All right. You might have like a woodchuck that's coming in there. Woodchucks love to go in the garden and do that. There's a couple different things that you can use for that. We do have to go to break. Just hang tight for me. I'll give you a couple products that you can use to scare the woodchuck out of the area, or if it's a skunk or something along those lines. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Dr. C's Jungle Juice is a concentrated liquid organic plant food that, when applied, will make your lawn greener and increase your sod strength. Jungle Juice will also help you grow larger and more nutritious vegetables, as well as brighter, healthier flowers. And you can find Dr. C's Jungle Juice at your local garden center or on the internet at www.drcsgarden.com. Vitamins for your plants. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes, Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community.
community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Eddie about his tomatoes.
Yeah.
And something is coming in there, and the fruit
right.
starts and just pulls it right off, and it's gone.
Yeah, and, you know, I look around the yard, and if it was a squirrel or something, it would have left, you know, just a little couple of bite marks. They just go for water. So it's probably yep. something, a raccoon or a... And I don't want to put a fence around the garden. I was just wondering if there's something I can put around the plants.
There's a couple things you can do. There's a couple products out there. ShakeAway has a product that will have... For the medium-sized critters, like rabbits and that type of thing, you can use that product there. Bonide has a spray in a granular form that you could use to, it's called a Repelzol. It's granular and liquid. Granular in the area, it gets on their paws.
What's that called? I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's called Repelzol from Bonide.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a liquid form and a granular form. Those can both be put down at the same time. What you do is you create like a perimeter around the area, and it will actually scare them away. The scent and the feel, they don't like it, so they will stay away from the areas. Another thing you could...
cayenne pepper. Do you ever hear that? Cayenne. Throwing some cayenne
pepper. You can put the cayenne pepper on it. The only downfall with that is if you spray it onto your plants and you get it onto your tomatoes, sometimes that will stay on it. So that's something to get rid of, if I were to use it, I would use it on like the leaves, and the surrounding area
yeah.
there. You could also yeah. use coyote urine. Or fox urine.
They actually sell it. Where I get that.
They actually sell it at garden centers. At my garden center in Peabody, Mass, at Northeast Nursery, you can actually buy coyote urine, fox urine, and mountain lion urine. So it's actually a couple of the predators for them that will scare them away. And what you do is it's like a little it's in like a little bottle that you put the liquid in, and it goes into cotton balls, and the smell will go around and will scare them away. Another thing you can do is if you have a dog or a neighbor has a dog and they start to shed or they get a haircut, see if you can use some of the hair, or even if you're brushing the dog, some of the hair will come off. Use some of the hair, wet it a little bit, and put it around the garden, on the outside of the garden. It smells like a predator. It smells like a dog's there. A woodchuck's not going to come around and, you know, want to sniff out the dog. They don't care if it's, you know, they don't know if it's a little chihuahua or a German shepherd. The smell of a dog to them is a dog, and it's never good for them. So that's like an organic way to do it, to put around the garden, to just scare them away. You could also use a have a heart trap, put that out there, to try and, you know, catch the animal to relocate it. That would be the only way I would suggest anything like that. You know, that's going a little bit into it a little bit. You know, especially if it is a skunk, that is in the area, you know, having a skunk and a have a heart trap, there's no easy way to actually get rid of that because it's a cage. So that spray could be coming right back at you. But you could use the shake away, the repels all. There's even a plant skid. That's a deer repellent, but they'll have some small animals will repel from it as well. There's a bunch of different ones. And just create a perimeter. Start small and then work your way out and push it out. Because if you start big, if that animal burrowed in and is living in the garden, it's not going to go through this barrier. It's already in there, so it doesn't have to worry about it. So, you know, you start small and you move outward and push it away from the garden. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the next hour, we have an interview with Judy Brower from Tesler, talking about some rose care. She'll be giving us some information about the different roses that Tesler has, so we can get some more information of great products that they have. They have some really great plants out there that you can put into your landscape. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll join you on the next hour, give you a little bit more information. And in the meantime, go on to the website at paulparent.com, get a little bit extra information, and sign up for that newsletter.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.